In this bulletin, the Queensland government shutting down a quarantine hotel linked to the UK variant of coronavirus. New York City set to terminate contracts with US President Donald Trump, and Bernard Tomic one step closer to the Australian Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Queensland government is shutting down a quarantine hotel after six people staying on the same floor contracted the UK variant of coronavirus. Queensland has recorded two new cases of COVID-19 overnight, both in hotel quarantine. Just over 20,600 tests were conducted in Queensland. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says everyone currently in quarantine at the hotel will be moved to a new location.
I think the safest thing to do is to move all of the guests out of that hotel to other hotels immediately. So that has now started and will happen today. So all of those 129 remaining people in that hotel will move, will get tested, and will stay in quarantine for 14 days unless we find out what the link is.
A cleaner who worked at the hotel and contracted the UK variant triggered a three-day lockdown of the entire city and outlying areas on the weekend. New South Wales recorded one locally acquired case of COVID-19 after 26,800 people were tested yesterday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian said the case was a child in a household of existing cases. She added a couple from Mount Druitt who tested positive have now been linked to the Barella cluster. Meanwhile, Victoria has made it through a week without recording a local or interstate acquired case of COVID-19. There are three cases in hotel quarantine. Federal Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine set to be administered in Australia is safe and effective. It comes after calls from some infectious disease experts across the country that the vaccine has a low efficacy rate compared with other options in the market. Australia is producing 53 million doses of the vaccine, obtaining at least 10 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine from overseas, and multiple other vaccines deals are also in place. Professor Kelly has told the ABC the vaccine is safe and effective and of high quality. Interim trials of the vaccine have shown the efficacy rate lands between approximately 62 and 90%, raising concerns it could minimise Australia's chances of establishing herd immunity. Multiple House Republicans have announced they will vote to impeach United States President Donald Trump over his role in urging supporters to march on Congress, resulting in last week's deadly Capitol riots. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on an article of impeachment later today. It comes as the House votes on a resolution to invoke the 25th Amendment to declare Mr. Trump unfit for office and remove him immediately. Representative from California John Garamendi says decisive action needs to be taken.
No president who invites thousands of his most devoted supporters to Washington and urges them to fight his political enemies by committing a seditious act on our democracy should be allowed to remain in office. If Vice President does not act, then to hold the president accountable, then we leave this nation vulnerable to future demagogues.
And New York City is set to terminate its contracts with President Donald Trump over his role in urging supporters to march on Congress. The Trump Organization is under city contract to operate two Central Park ice skating rinks, a carousel and a golf course in the Bronx. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says President Trump incited a rebellion against the American government and needs to be held accountable.
People died. That's unforgivable. So our legal team is right now assessing the options, and as quickly as we come to a resolution, we're going to have something to say. But yes, there are several contracts with the city of New York, and they're all under review right now.
To sport now, an Australian tennis player, Bernard Tomic, is one match away from qualifying for the Australian Open. Tomic admitted he had accepted he might be knocked out of his second round match against 19-year-old Tristan Skulcate, who served a double fault when holding match point. But Tomic survived to set up a showdown against John Patrick Smith, with a winner guaranteed a spot at the Australian Open in February. Weather time now across the nation, mostly sunny, 33 degrees in Perth. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide today and 28. It's sunny in Melbourne, 32. A couple of late showers in Hobart, 27. It's sunny as well in Canberra, 35. Much the same for Wollongong, where it's 28 degrees. Similar conditions in Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 29. Also 29 in Brisbane, with a bit of cloud about for you. In Cairns, showers and 30, and showers as well in Darwin, where there'll be a possible storm, top of 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.